Welcome to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson, where we decode the cultural signals, platform shifts, and digital trends that drive attention and conversion. I'm Greg, professor, serial entrepreneur, and marketing strategist. And each episode, I share insights and cultural playbooks to help you win in the attention economy. Today's show is called Why Brand Loyalty is Really Cultural Loyalty. Let's dive in. Here's what I want you to consider. Stop chasing customers with discounts and start building tribes with identity. The brands winning long-term loyalty aren't the cheapest. They're the ones that make customers feel seen, understood, and part of something bigger. Today, we're exploring why cultural connection beats price competition every time. There's been a fundamental shift in how people make purchasing decisions. Customers don't just buy products, they buy membership into communities that reflect their values. When your brand becomes part of someone's identity story, price becomes secondary. The question changes from, what does this save me, to who does this make me? That shift changes everything. Here's what the research tells us. 73% of consumers will pay more for brands that reflect their personal values. So I want you to use what I call the cultural mirror test. Ask yourself, does your messaging reflect back the identity your audience wants to see? Map customer values first, product features second, then align your entire brand narrative around that cultural foundation. The tactical shift here is what I call tribal activation. Create exclusive experiences that reinforce shared identity, not just purchase behavior. Build community touchpoints beyond transactions, forums, events, content that celebrates the culture you're creating. And here's the key metric shift. Measure engagement depth, not just purchase frequency. Let me give you a perfect example. Nike doesn't sell shoes, they sell athletic identity and the just do it mindset. Their loyalty isn't built on having the cheapest sneakers, but on making customers feel like athletes. From exclusive drops for members to celebrating diverse athletic stories, every touchpoint reinforces the cultural identity. The result? Customers become brand evangelists who defend Nike like it's part of their personal story. That's cultural loyalty in action. So here's your immediate action. Before your next campaign launch, ask yourself, what cultural identity are we reinforcing? Audit one current campaign and replace one product-focused message with an identity-affirming one. Test community-building content alongside conversion content and measure both engagement and sales lift. Here's the bigger picture. In a world where products can be copied overnight, culture and identity become your only true competitive moats. Brands that understand this don't just grow revenue, they build movements that sustain growth through any market condition. Culture moves faster than features. Move with it. Thanks for listening to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found value here, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more marketers capture attention and drive growth. Stop guessing. Turn cultural noise into campaigns that convert with the Cultural Intelligence Report at moveatthespeedofculture.com.